We continue our devotional readings with Day 7, Prayer, Support, and Missions.
Today's scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 7 through 21. I became a servant of this gospel according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the exercise of His power, to me, less than the least of all the saints this grace was given, to proclaim to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to enlighten everyone about God's secret plan, the mystery that has been hidden for ages in God, who has created all things. The purpose of this enlightenment is that through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God should now be disclosed to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. This was according to the eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access to God by way of Christ's faithfulness. For this reason, I ask you not to lose heart because of what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. I pray that according to the wealth of His glory, He will grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner person, that Christ will dwell in your hearts through faith, so that because you have been rooted and grounded in love, you will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and thus to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you will be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to Him who by the power that is working within us is able to do far beyond all that we ask or think, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Through prayer, we join missionaries in their labors. Paul invited believers to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me, Romans 15:30. Prayer is a powerful force in world missions. One missiologist wrote, "Prayer needs no passport, visa, or work permit. There is no such thing as a closed country as far as prayer is concerned. Much of the history of missions could be written in terms of God moving in response to persistent prayer." Ways that prayer empowers the work of missionaries includes the following. Ways that prayer empowers the work of missionaries include: prayer gets missionaries to the field. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest, Jesus commanded. The Greek word for send is the same word used when Jesus would cast demons out of people. Sometimes the Lord has to thrust us out of our comfortable places. Not only does prayer get missionaries to the field, it also gets the local people in the areas where they serve into ministry, and prayer sends them out as church planters as well. Prayer connects missionaries to the person of peace. The person of peace is the one God has prepared to receive the gospel into a community for the first time. Cornelius and Lydia in the book of Acts are examples of such persons. Usually this person finds the missionaries. Missionaries have learned this principle from verses in Matthew 10 and in Luke chapters 9 and 10, especially Luke 10 verses 6 and 7. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him, but if not, it will return to you. Some of these people will become believers, others will not. However, even those who never become Christians will show goodwill toward the missionaries. This person is always an influential person who recognizes the great value of what believers bring and become their protector, promoter, and pathway finder in his area of jurisdiction. Prayer opens doors. Paul asked the believers at Colossae to pray that God may open to us a door for the Word. Prayer gets missionaries in touch with the people they couldn't have met otherwise. Prayer gives them the words. Missionaries need the right words so the people of the other culture can understand the gospel and relate to the message. Paul asked for prayer so that the words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Prayer empowers the spread of the gospel in specific areas. Paul asked, Brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. One missionary is reported to have said that to reach Muslims, it will take targeted and specific prayer for village chiefs, sheikhs, and religious mullahs on a village-by-village, province-by-province basis. John Robb writes of a giant tree in Ethiopia. It had stood for centuries, having withstood drought and famine. The people came to believe a spirit had given the tree divine powers. They looked to the tree for help. Adults would kiss the tree as they passed by. Children would say, "This tree saved us." Christian workers there recognized the tree as an idol and a barrier to faith in Christ. Impressed to claim Matthew 21:21, which speaks of faith and a withered fig tree and mountains being removed, the workers prayed about the tree. It became common knowledge in the community that they were praying about the tree. Within 6 months, the tree's leaves began to wither and it dried up. Finally, it fell into the river. The amazed people said to the workers, "Your God has done this. Your God has dried up the tree." Rob reports, within a few weeks, about 100 villagers received Jesus Christ because they had seen his power displayed in the spectacular answer to the Christians' prayers. And now today's questions for thought. Have you given thought lately that starting from Jerusalem, we live in the uttermost parts of the earth? That missions is what brought the gospel to us? That we are the Gentiles which the gospel had to jump a high fence to reach? And now today's prayer guidance. Father, it is in your eternal purpose that the gospel be taken to the ends of the earth. Please make our church's sending capacity match her seating capacity. Deliver me, deliver our congregation from feeling relief that we weren't called to the mission field. Instead, make us seek ways to be part of the endeavor by sending and calling out the called and underwriting and praying for those who are at the tip of the spear.